From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been a difficult day for the U.S. military in central Iraq. A Black Hawk helicopter crashed near Fallujah, west of Baghdad, killing all 9 troops on board. And a U.S. Air Force cargo plane was hit by ground fire. It was able to land safely in Baghdad. Also west of Baghdad yesterday evening, a mortar attack hit sleeping quarters on a U.S. Army base, killing one person and injuring more than 30. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad. Emily, what do we know about today's helicopter crash?
Well, Michelle, this was a Black Hawk helicopter that was on a medical evacuation mission, apparently. It crashed in the mid-afternoon here. It was a clear and sunny day today here in Baghdad. There were 4 crew on board and 5 passengers, and as you mentioned, all 9 were killed in this crash. The question of why the helicopter went down has not yet been determined by the U.S. military. They're still investigating. But there are some news reports that say witnesses saw the helicopter in flames before it landed. And at least one witness told the Associated Press that he saw a rocket hit the tail of the helicopter before it came down.
This comes just a week after a different helicopter was shot down also near Fallujah. More than a dozen helicopters have crashed since the U.S. invaded Iraq last March. Any discernible patterns here?
It's hard to pick out a clear pattern that says anything about the helicopters or the crashes, except there's a few interesting points. It appears that these helicopter crashes have been increasing recently. About half of the crashes that happened since the U.S. invaded Iraq happened just in the past couple of months. And about a third of them have happened around Fallujah. This is a town 30 miles west of Baghdad that has remained quite actively hostile to U.S. troops. About half of these dozen or so helicopters that have gone down were known to be brought down under fire, or at least under fire when they crashed. And most of those, interestingly enough, actually happened after the major combat operations finished on May 1st. The Iraqi army is known to have brought down just one helicopter when it was fighting the U.S. troops. As far as the types of helicopters, it's run the gamut. Mostly Black Hawks have come down, but also a couple of Kiowas, which are a more agile reconnaissance plane, a couple of Apaches have come down, and one Chinook, which is the large transport helicopter. And a few times people have walked away from these helicopter crashes without major injuries. But they have also provided some of the deadliest days of the war. For example, in November, 2 Black Hawks crashed near Mosul. They were apparently under fire, and 17 U.S. troops died that day.
Now, in addition to the 9 killed in today's helicopter crash, as we mentioned, there was the incident with the cargo plane, and at least one other soldier was killed in a mortar attack last night. Emily, what can you tell us about these incidents?
About 6 mortar shells hit a base just west of Baghdad yesterday evening, and they landed in an area where the troops have their sleeping quarters. This was just about 7 o'clock in the evening, when troops sleep at all various times of day. There was one person who was killed and about 30 injured, although most of those were injured lightly enough that they were back on duty today. The cargo plane got hit, according to Pentagon sources, by hostile fire from the ground as it was taking off. It's not clear whether this was a missile or a small arms fire, but it did manage to land safely with nobody injured.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.